History Makers with Matt Prater.
Coming off of drugs, you're going to have emotional problems, but I kept chasing after God.
And he's using this vehicle to bring people out of the dark into the light.
And I went forward and I knelt at the front, and it was a radical conversion experience.
And that's where the big change happened, and that's where we decided we're going to use our music for God, we're going to change our songs.
When I was about 25-year-old, I was busted and into jail, and it was there that I came to the Lord.
History Makers with Matt Prater.
Hi and welcome to History Makers. I'm Matt Prater. Today we're chatting to Cecina. She is an incredible singer-songwriter. She's toured Australia. She's based in the US and we just love her music. We're going to hear a bit of a story today. Cecina, welcome along. Tell us a bit of your background. Where were you born and raised?
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you so much for having me. I absolutely just love your country and I got to visit for the first time towards the end of 2023 and absolutely just had the best time. So beautiful. My background, I'm from the United States. I'm from the Midwest, so kind of outside of Detroit, Michigan, and grew up in a Christian home, grew up in the church. And I actually, as far as music goes, I fell in love with, my mom would sing on the worship team as a little girl, and my dad would run the sound at the church. So we would have Sunday morning, Sunday night services. So it was just around music and around worship. And I had a children's pastor when I was pretty young that was quite attentive to young people's like giftings and giving just like little opportunities to explore those gifts. And so my children's pastor, when I was like six, asked me to lead worship, which was really sweet, but that was definitely a huge seed that was planted as a young girl. And I just fell in love with singing. I love music, and I fell in love with actually country music initially. And so when I was 10, 11, and 12, I would travel fairs and festivals in the Midwest just singing country music because I loved it. And there was a publisher, song publisher from Nashville that would kind of be in that fair festival circuit and kind of scout talent. And we kept crossing paths, and she was ultimately the one, when I was 12, she invited me to come to Nashville, and she was like, you know, I see a lot of potential in you and would love to see if songwriting is something that you'd be interested in. And so my family just felt like God was opening a really unique door. And so I came back and forth from Detroit to Nashville, did a bunch of writing trips, signed a publishing deal with her company at 13. And then my family ended up moving the next year. So that was kind of like the launch into music, into songwriting. And it's been really cool to see how God's just taken on so many different twists and turns. And I've been able to walk and be a part of a journey that I never imagined would be. And so now I'm an independent artist making a little, not country music, but I'm so grateful for that foundation and just what God's done in me and what he's allowed me to be able to do with creativity.
Fantastic. Well, let's step back to six-year-old Cecina, you know, your first time singing at church. You know, do you remember your first ever song that you sang? Was it like a hymn? Was it a chorus? Do you remember your first ever song?
It's like a little bit of a fuzzy memory. Like, I want to say it was Open the Eyes of My Heart, but I feel like it was one of those like 90s worship treasures. And I do remember, I don't remember exactly what it's called, but it's like the that overhead projector thing.
Yeah.
That you had like the transparent. So I know the lyrics were on that guy in the basement of the church. It was like Open the Eyes of My Heart or something in that space. But I don't remember the exact song.
Yeah. I remember doing the OHP, the overhead projector. I used to have to do that and you'd change the lyrics and you put the screen. I remember that. Flashback memories.
Yeah, very much so. Oh, my goodness.
It's great to hear. And, you know, so many well-known artists started in church. Yeah. It is a great foundation, not only musically, but spiritually, obviously. So that's been a foundation for you. I'm also curious to know a little bit about your time in Australia. Tell us where you went. What did you love about our country?
Oh, my goodness. I loved it so much. It was like anything that I could have dreamed, it like exceeded every expectation. I had a chance to open for a couple dates for Jeremy Camp on the East Coast. So I was on the Sunshine Coast, Brisbane and in Sydney, so definitely more on the East Coast, traveling up and down there. But I just loved it. And there's a gentleman that's been mentoring me, and we'll jump on a Zoom call, and just been kind of like a spiritual father and also just given a lot of wisdom with business. His name is Anton Becker. And so when I went down there, we kind of made a road trip of it. They're based a little bit outside of Sydney. And so we went up the coast and went back down. So I really got a chance. I totally don't mind driving. So I loved actually the kind of the road trip approach and just getting a chance to see a bunch of the like landscape and beautiful beaches. And I just really treasure the people though that I had a chance to meet. That's definitely my favorite part is the wonderful relationships and friendships coming out of that time. And then also like the United States is so vast with like variety as far as you've got the desert, you've got the ocean, hills, mountains, all the things, but it's very different in Australia. So I'm like, ooh, you're like birds, like the animals that you have are definitely different from what we have over here. So I think that's quite delightful.
So cool. Well, I actually do remember meeting you at the radio station. You were being interviewed by someone else, and I snuck in and got a quick selfie with you. So I do remember meeting you.
That's right. Yes. That was wonderful.
And I remember trying to tag you on social media and trying to work out how to spell your name correctly. So you probably get that a lot. So tell us about the name Cercina. How did you come up with that name?
Sure. Cercina is actually my last name. So my first name, some people call me Molly because that's my first name. And Cercina is my last name, and it is spelled like that. So it's spelled S-V-R-C-I-N-A. And the V is like either pronounced like a U or it's just silent. And the family heritage is Czech. So my dad's side of the family has a lot of Czech and Eastern European, mm-hmm. Czech, German, Polish, little Bulgarian
yep, yep.
kind of vibe. So definitely a melting pot, but the name Cercina is Czech.
Oh, okay, good. Well, I'm glad you explained that because I actually used to have a sound guy at my church that was Czech. And he'd get up and he'd say, check one, two, check, check, check. That's a terrible joke. I'm sorry. I just had to.
Oh, that was a perfect joke. I live for those. It's perfect.
I'm sorry.
No, I kind of walked right into that one. That was beautiful.
Now, I understand there's been a big move recently. You were based in Nashville. You know, it's the heart of country music, the heart of Christian music. I spent a few days there 18 months ago, just loved, you know, Music City, so cool. But then you've moved over to California. Tell us about why the big move.
Yeah, so I moved in September of 2021, and definitely part of my faith journey as a young woman, God woke me up in the middle of the night in 2019, and I sleep very well, I will say that. So he like woke me up out of my sleep and I felt the Holy Spirit was like, will you sell everything and follow me? And he just started downloading the scriptures where that is in the Bible, where Jesus asked his disciples to follow him. And so I didn't realize that that was kind of opening up the process of me moving to California. It kind of took me a little bit longer than I wish to like wake up and smell the coffee of exactly where he was headed with that one. But I did like my heart had a response that I did like started getting on Facebook Marketplace and the whole thing. So over time he made it clear that he was asking me to move to California. And I was having this conversation yesterday, just interesting because Nashville is the hub for Christian music and for country music. The songwriting community is amazing and I love it there. I'm so grateful for my time there. But as like in moving out to California, I can understand why God had me come here as an independent artist with making music for people to listen to, but also having those faith undertones there. And just the people that I've gotten to meet and interact with has been incredible. And it's also stretched me quite a lot in my faith and is teaching me a lot about trusting God in a deeper way because I don't have family on the West Coast, technically. After I moved, I have one brother that temporarily moved to California and now he's leaving. So I don't have blood family on the West Coast, so it's been a really definitely a lot of practicing hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit and just following His lead. So really, I just felt the Lord asked me to come, and over time it's kind of unfolding the purpose as to why.
Well, I'm curious to know about what Christian artists you connect with. Because, you know, often, you know, Christian artists will tour together, or they'll write songs together, or they'll, you know, form a bit of a community together. And obviously you can do a lot online these days. But yeah. Tell us, who are your influences? Who are your buddies in the Christian music scene? Who do you connect with?
Yeah, there's some, like, really amazing artists in the, like, independent space. Mm-hmm. And so there's definitely been quite a lot of collaboration there. But there's artists like Sarah Reeves is a dear friend, really treasure her. There's another gal, her name is Vanessa Campagna. And like a lot of these artists, it's really cool because they have music and they either do like, they have faith and faith undertones in our believers and love the Lord. And they'll do worship. They also create music for sync licensing, like music for film and TV. And dance music, they'll do dance collaborations, just other genres, and are releasing music independently. So like Sarah Reeves, there's another guy whose name is Abe Parker, who's doing amazing, and really great artists, Zach Paradise. So there's definitely some people in the independent space. And then Reach Records in Atlanta is a hip hop label. They have a lot of Christian hip hop artists, and I've had a chance to collaborate with like Lecrae and Holvey, and they have been expanding their territory and signed some like Afro-gospel artists, and that's been really inspiring for me as well. I love the like sonic palette of like Afrobeats, and like the lyrics that they have are just super powerful. So there's some amazing gems.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, I love to hear that you're, you know, branching out and not just, you know, sticking with one, you know, little genre or little corner of the music world. You know, you're branching out, you're collaborating, and you've got to do that these days, don't you? You know, you've got to, you know, and I know we play some of your music here in Australia. Have you got a tour plan? Are you going to come back down under at some stage? Any plans?
Yes, so there are definitely plans working.
Yep.
I'm super excited. We just confirmed that I'm going to be a part of the Connect conference for the Christian Media Arts September 24th through 26th.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be doing definitely a lot of singing, doing a little bit of worship, and I believe like a workshop and panel kind of thing. So I'm super excited to be a part of that. And thank you again, you guys, so much for playing some of my music. It really means a ton. And I've so enjoyed my time getting a chance to come to the studio last year as well. So yeah, so September, October, and I am planning some tour dates. Nothing has been confirmed yet, but just keep an eye on the socials and I'll be posting where we land. But I'm so excited to come back this year. It's definitely a dream.
Well, we'll definitely watch this space, and hopefully we'll get to see you doing some performances down under. I'm going to get a photo for my social media right now, so give us a wave.
Yeah.
So if people do want to look you up on socials, once again, they can search up Svrcina, Svrcina. You're on all the socials, so you're on Instagram, Facebook,
TikTok, YouTube, like all the other things. The handle is usually Svrcina Songs, but usually when you just start typing in SVR, it'll come up pretty pretty quickly.
Very cool. Well, I do follow you on socials, and I love your content. Has that changed the way that you connect with your fans? Like, do you see that as like a ministry opportunity as well as, you know, promoting your products, you know?
Yeah, completely. And I've like with social media, because I know it can be kind of a interesting space to be in the mix of, it's been definitely a journey to really frame in like my perspective that it is a platform for ministry. And I think probably COVID really shifted my perspective in a huge way, because there wasn't a choice. Everybody's online, and there was a season where nobody was doing anything in person. So the best way to go to people would be through social media or through those media platforms. And I've had some really beautiful conversations. People will send messages and At one point for some releases, I opened up like a phone line so people could call and I would have a chance to like pray for people, which was really wonderful. So it, social media, definitely, it's kind of a neutral tool. It can be used for good or can not be. There's definitely a lot of opportunity there to connect with people in a sweet way.
Awesome. And before we wrap up too, you know, you mentioned that you were raised singing in church. I didn't get to find out, did you like always have a faith, or did you do the prodigal son thing and stray for a while, or what's your testimony?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely kind of quietly strayed in a way. It wasn't like an obvious thing, but I gave my heart to Jesus at 6 years old, and I definitely had a definitive moment where I was at a Sunday night service at church and I felt the conviction of the Lord that was like, I need Jesus in my heart. It's like not good in there. And so I definitely had a moment, and I'm so grateful for just a family that helped set that foundation. But I think just throughout adolescence and becoming a young woman and in that process of leaving your father and mother's house, there was some growing pains with that and some wrestling that I had to do. So there have been ways where I wasn't like an obvious, so still talking to the Lord, but really struggling in a sense of kind of running from him and running from the call on my life, kind of in that late teen, early 20s patch for sure. And the Lord is so kind to, just continue speaking, put people in your life that will bring you back to the center, and just the Holy Spirit really grabbing a hold of my heart. And so I love him very much with all the wanderings, and I know nobody's perfect, so we've all got kind of a winding journey there for sure, but he's super amazing.
Well, I can see by the smile on your face and the joy in your heart, I can see that you love the Lord, and it's been an honour to be able to catch up with you today. Cecina, I reckon you're a history maker. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, God bless you. It's so wonderful to chat with you. Thank you so much.
If you'd like to hear this conversation again, listen online anytime at historymakersradio.com. There you'll also find links to all of our social media channels, and you can subscribe to our iTunes podcast. History Makers is a faith-based ministry, and we want to thank everyone for their generous support. If you've got a suggestion of anyone we should interview, send us an email, info@historymakersradio.com. God bless. I'm Matt Prater, and my challenge to you now is to go and make history.